It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. For the last long, long, long time, I've been confident about her whereabouts, and I imagine that today they're still the same. One day she's going to say, no, I'm someplace else. But joining us from Switzerland, is that true? Hi, Mirella, how are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm well, thank you very much. I hope the same for you. And yes, from Switzerland, but I am really hoping to be able to say no very soon. As of today, I would like to speak about a subject that is being like a huge scandal in Europe, and it's about soccer games. That being said, it's of course, it doesn't take away anything from the most serious issues that Europe is facing, like for example the new elections in Germany, which are probably going to be a very big change in German politics, and not to forget the movement of troops around the borders with Ukraine, which also suggests that eventually in the next few months some new crisis might very well happen all of a sudden. But as of today, what is literally filling all of our newspapers is the creation of a soccer super league. Why is that so important? Well, I think it's because soccer, as old as 100 years, I think, about in Europe, is a very symbolic sport. It's a sport that has a huge fan base. It's a sport that is organized, where tournaments are organized by the UEFA for the European tournaments, and from the FIFA for the world tournaments. And while all of the clubs in Europe have suffered dramatically from the COVID crisis, obviously, it was not expected that all of a sudden 12 really top soccer clubs would literally create their own VIP Super League, basically a private tournament where they would just play against each other and have no access for smaller soccer clubs or for amateur soccer clubs or for what soccer has been historically until today, the sport of the people par excellence. That is also the worry is also increased by the detail of this deal, as it looks like JP Morgan is going to finance this Super League with literally 4 billion euros. Rumors are also saying that a British investment company is going to put another 6 billion to this gigantic amount of money, and that has come a little bit as a shock for everybody, and including actually the players in some of those 12 soccer clubs who have heard about this news literally the day where it broke in the newspapers. Those clubs are extremely well known. They are top clubs, and they are considered like being the one who should basically give an example. It includes clubs like Manchester City, Manchester United, Tottenham, Chelsea, Liverpool, in Spain, Barcelona, Real Madrid, and in Italy, AC Milano, Inter Milan, in Milan, and the very famous Juventus, owned by the Agnelli family in Italy. So according one of the person behind this this move, which who is Florentino Perez, the who leads the Real Madrid, this Super League is supposed to be created to save football. He considers that young people are not interested, and I'm really quoting what he said, young people are not so interested anymore in soccer, and they would even consider having matches that are shorter in order to answer the shorter attention span of young people. And that's really interesting because, I mean, obviously Florentino Perez belongs to an older generation, closer to ours as the one, for example, from Generation Z. And while he seems to think that the lack of interest for soccer is due to a shorter attention span, I would argue that Generation Z has altogether other interests, and that it's not necessarily linked to a Super League that would be reserved to super VIP soccer clubs that would basically be some kind of a closed shop competition. According to, for example, the UEFA president Alexander Seferin, he called the move a disgraceful, self-serving plan and a spit in the face of football lovers. There have been really among the fans also an outcry. They apparently over 80% think that this is an unacceptable move, that it's only driven by greed and power. France criticizes the move heavily. There is, by the way, no French club in that 12 clubs called by now the Dirty Dozen. And it's also very interesting to know that Boris Johnson threatened today to drop a legislative bomb in order to basically make this Super League impossible to realize. It was supposed to start actually quite soon, in August already. So I would assume that if it happens, it's going to be postponed, because all of this will require a lot of diplomacy and meetings and talks between the UEFA and this Super League. And who knows, maybe a compromise will be found in the future. But still, most people think that in sport and specifically in soccer, success should be based on merit. And that also sport has a social mission. It's maybe a little bit a utopian idea, but many people still think that it should not only be based on the idea of money, on the idea of making big revenues out of it. The thing is that, for example, Florentino Perez is an entrepreneur. The Agnelli family from the Juventus is also a family that has a lot of businesses, and this is maybe a little way to shift sport to some kind of a business company, a business deal where revenues become the most important part. I would say that while I completely understand the reaction, one also has to be a little bit less hypocrite and say that the problem of the financial problems of clubs, of soccer clubs, were already there before the pandemic. And that was very much due to the enormous amount of money that are paid to the players, and especially the ones that are considered stars. And maybe there is also there something to think about, and say that if they obviously want to pay such huge amount of money to their players, it is difficult to do it without having a structure that is more business-like. So there is also a little bit of hypocrisy, unfortunately, on each side. But I'm going to just say what Karl-Heinz Rummenigge, who is the CEO of FC Bayern in Germany, said to this story, because I think he summarized quite well where the problem is. He said, "I do not believe the Super League will solve the financial problems of European clubs that have arisen as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Rather, all clubs in Europe should work in solidarity to ensure that the cost structure, especially players' salaries and agents' fees, are brought in line with revenues to make all of European football more rational." So he's exactly saying that. He's saying that the problems have become more acute during the pandemic, and all of these clubs lost a lot of money. But some of the issues with how the money is distributed were already there way before the pandemic. And maybe this crisis is the perfect moment to just not scream at each other, but the perfect moment to find a balance and to find a structure that would be satisfactory for everybody and not just for the 12 top clubs in Europe, because this is definitely a very elitist behavior for a sport that has always been considered from the very beginning a very popular sport in the real sense of the word.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure. Mm-hmm.